The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Marley Palmer. Trini Bourne, yes?
Yeah, Trini Bourne, yeah.
Trini Bourne. So welcome to Freedom. Some would say, you know, that very far. But I don't know. What do you think? I mean, it's TNT still.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So first question, right? Is Marley a namesake because of the influence of Bob Marley, or is it moniker? Is that a alias, or is that your real government?
That's my real government name.
Serious?
Yeah, Marley Palmer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my dad was a real Bob Marley fan back in the day.
I figured as much, right?
Yeah, he used to play Bob Marley records on vinyl, you know, vinyl records on. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
On turntables.
Turntables, yeah.
Yeah.
Cassettes on.
Yeah. Sorry, new technology, but I have always had a soft spot for vinyl.
Yeah.
And needle and turntables.
Nothing could be.
Nothing could be that. Yeah, the soul is inside of that vinyl.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pressed into the wax.
Yeah.
You can't get any more than that.
Substance there, you know.
You know?
Real substance.
Of course.
Yeah, authenticity.
So tell me, how long have you been in the music business? You know, what was the ups and downs like? Tell us who Marley is.
All right. Well, Marley Palmer is, I would say, a child of God. Coming out from the rural community of Mutura. Love the arts. I can draw as well, besides doing the music.
Right.
I've been doing the music since before 2007. But 2007 was the main, or I should say, my first song to play on radio then.
Right.
Yeah, Healing of the Nation. Yeah, that was produced by Master Mike Otasawa.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's 18 years I've been in the music industry, you know, doing all genres. But the reggae is somewhat,
it hits you.
Yeah, it hits me, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, the reggae music, I don't know. You know, like, as the first word that you say, ambition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is how I feel when I do the reggae music. It's like, you know, like it's purpose driven now.
Right.
You know, deep within the soul, you know. You know, God will give you the inspiration, you know, to bring these messages, you know, mm-hmm. to tell the people, you know, what's going on.
So what inspired you to write To Move Light Into Darkness? What was your frame of mind like when the idea came?
All right, well, nearly every morning I'll go and take a beach bath up in Salibia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this verse in the Bible, Ephesians 6:12, which states, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high and low places.
In high and low places.
Yeah, principalities and mm-hmm. powers. You know, it's more than what the eyes can see. You mm-hmm. know, so the frame of mind is like, it's more than physical now. Everything that we do is mm-hmm. more than physical. It's already ordained in the unseen realms now, before, you know?
Before it comes into the physical.
Into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, keeping that in mind and just watching how things going on around the world, you know, the Bible prophecies, everything that's happening just as how the Bible states, mm-hmm. everything happening, children making children, you know what I mean? The hearts of mankind will get wax cold, earthquakes mm. in diverse places.
Wars and rumors
wars
of
and
wars.
Rumors of wars.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdoms rising against kingdoms, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the frame of mind, you know, and that morning when I took the dip in that ocean and God whispered that line, light up the darkness, you know? It's just to tell humanity that we need to love each other more. You know,
mm-hmm.
we need to be there for each other. You know, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, mm-hmm. then the world will know peace.
Mm.
You know,
I mean, you're saying a lot that has been put forward many, many, many times, especially by your namesake.
Yes,
you know, you're saying some words and I'm thinking of lyrics already and songs. Rumors of wars, you know, war was even though it came from the speech from Haile Selassie, a lot of the the lyrics and the words have been said over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, different cycles. It's always a cycle. And it's almost like opportunity for man to get it right. You didn't get it right the last time.
Yeah, you didn't get it right this trip.
So, you know, here's another trip for
another
you to
trip.
Try all over again. And yet still, you seem to be falling short. So you thought that with the current state in TNT at this point in time, you felt that message was necessary one more time for them to hear.
Well, it's worldwide, you know. It's not only Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
It's worldwide.
I know we're living in a little bubble here, but it applies to us. But obviously, it does transcend, you know, local, regional, international.
I say that a lot. Yeah.
But it does apply, you know. So you felt that this was a time that was necessary for once again, for those who will hear the message, to sound the call again.
The call, yeah. But it's God, you know. God is the man that's ordained everything now, you know, and he does be using his vessels now, you know, like preachers, pastors, prophets, prophetess. You know, he will tell you what to say. You know, he does hear that little voice telling you these things now.
Mm-hmm.
Go and tell the people, you know, go and tell them, you know, the messages. So it's everything is in God's timing, you know, because without he, we's nothing. We's just dust in the ground, you know. So
Just
use us as the vessels, you know? So sometimes you're walking along the road and somebody just come and tell you something just so, hey, so. Mystical, you know? So that is how God does operate now. He could use anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
As if you're open to be the vessel at the time.
At the time, yeah.
So what else you do? You say that you paint. Do you write poems as well? What is the life like in the day of Mr. Palmer?
Yeah.
Not a DJ Palmer. But, you know.
Yeah, well, a life in the day of Mr. Palmer is, you know, family-oriented, mostly family-oriented, you know.
Okay, so do you, like, assign time to sit down and be creative, or is it, like, when the vibes take you, you decide, well, okay, I'm going to lock off myself in this room here, nobody is to disturb me?
Well, it have no calculated time when the creative power does come to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just so you would just be bathing in the bathroom and just so the inspiration will come. It's like, wow, yeah, this melody. Hey,
so you come up with your own music.
Own music.
Tell me how you choose your instruments, because sometimes I wonder where musicians go with all of these synthesized things. I don't knock the processor, but I find we're stepping away from, you know, live artists. Tell me about that.
Live.
You like live instruments?
Yeah, I like live instruments. Yeah. Live is where the substance is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When the band play, you know, you hear the song and the guitar and the drums and, you know, the bass, the thudded. The bass thudded. It's just our energy. It's a different energy, you know. A different energy you just feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the live music play and the people gather around, the different energies. And,
yeah.
You know, we just moving in one accord and, you know, bringing the music straight to the people, you know.
And I think too, when you're inside of a live instruments or a live session, the way in which you may have heard it in your head, and when it comes out, it may change, because you had from what they like to say, you had to tap into the frequency.
Yeah.
And then probably a little change from the city bass guitarist.
Yeah.
You know, would move the lead guitar to do something.
To do something, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it's energy, you know, it's mystic, you know? It's how God wanted to be, you know? Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to ask, you know, you started at one point, what are your future plans? What you're going to do with this particular track? Who was the producer, etc.? We'll talk more about that when we come back, right?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. We've got Mr. Marley Palmer inside studio today talking about lighting up the darkness and his mission with this song. And we were just talking a little bit about the process. Who was the producer on the track? Are you working with a label? What is that like for a local artist?
Well,
like, I ask a complicated question, the way you go,
Well, I do any music independently, I do any music independently. It was produced It was recorded by Mill Beats, like David Million out of Trinity City.
Big up
big up the Million family. The music production was done by Asha D out of France.
Okay.
Yeah, France. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was it like working, you know, transatlantic? Did the person come here or you send tracks?
Now the person send the instrumental. Well, Asha D is a guy, he will have his instrumentals over the internet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you can purchase it with a credit card and so that was the process. So I got the instrumental,
mm-hmm.
yeah, purchase it. Big up to Denise, you know, get the instrumental. Well, he will send it to your email,
mm-hmm.
yeah, download it.
Mm.
Go on in studio, call Mill Beats, what's up man, I have this track that I want to do, and he will give you a time, date, and
then the rest is history.
The rest is history.
So you're going, some artists like to have the place dark, and some like to have, I don't know, their favorite drinks or whatever. Do you, in other words, are you a divo, like diva kind of, where you demand what your room had to look like and, you know? Any requests?
Well, to me, none of that are really important. You know? To me, it's just the message, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just bringing the message to the children.
Right.
Know? Yeah, so it's not about how dark the room is.
No, you know, some artists have some real weird requests. Like, we're comparing, like seasoned artists, right? But there's this thing, like, Janet Jackson would want roses, pink roses inside of the studio.
Wow.
Mariah Carey wants bottled water at a particular temperature. Those kind of requests. So, you know, is it that Marley Palmer going to be, you know, the artist later on that's going to be asking for hot cocoa tea inside of the studio before you go in? Or be so humble, TNT. I'm trying my best to draw it out, but not there. So what are plans? Future plans?
Yeah, well, it's up to God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where he leads his vessel in. That is how I see it, you know? So, you know, it's more albums, touring, you know, with the band One Love Generation.
So you're with a band as well?
Yeah, that's my personal band.
Okay.
Yeah, that is musicians and that I've worked with in my lifetime from small, you know, big up to man like Marlon Morrison, Ruth Van Alsendor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, call those names again?
Yeah. Showin Gray.
Right.
Ruth Van Alsendor.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Bob. Anil Nanan.
Mention the instruments that they play. So, okay, right. So who's the drummer?
Well, the drummer is my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nanan, yeah.
Okay.
Anil Nanan.
And then you have the bass guitarist.
The bass guitar, Showin Gray. Mm-hmm. Big up yourself, Sonny Grandy.
And lead guitar?
Lead guitar is Ruth Van Alsendor.
You have percussions. Anybody on percussions?
No percussions as
no
yet.
No chimes or anything like that, no?
Not as yet, yeah. All right, organize a little percussion, you know. So that is important, too.
You have your background vocals?
Yeah, background vocals. Big up to Tamiko.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom as well, Salome Palmer. She did.
Mommy has been
yeah,
the
mommy,
too.
Yeah, mommy have voice too.
Look how you start to blush. One of the things I guess you would like to see is you being on stage with your mother and singing.
Yes, yes.
Have you done that already?
One of my videos we did a live up in Mount St. Benedict. Mm-hmm. That is one of my tunes before, The Way, The Truth and The Life.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded that video up in Mount St. Benedict.
You see?
Yeah, so the whole band was laid out.
Right.
You know, bass man, drummer, my mom, Tamiko, you know, all of us.
Mm.
We laid it out right in the courtyard in St. Benedict. It was real beautiful. You could check it out.
No, Mount St. Benedict.
Yeah, right.
Has one of the best views on that side of the country.
Real good vibes.
You know, and a peaceful place as well. Of course, I believe it's the Benedict Brothers, they call them. The Order.
Yeah.
They are up there. And it's just a peaceful spot.
Real peace, boy.
Real peaceful spot.
A peace is beyond human understanding.
It's always. Yeah. So, are you planning to do an entire album?
Well, I have an album already. It's called Live a Good Life. Viewers, fans can check it out, you know. Live a Good Life. It's online. It's on YouTube. It's on all streaming platforms.
Nice.
Spotify, Apple. Can check it out. YouTube, man. Yeah.
All right. And, well, when next you're coming with a big track, you know, you have to come to Freedom to release it again.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. Respect, man. Tosca.
This boy blushing more than anything. I mean, but Mr. Farmer, what other stories would you like to tell in your music? You know, in terms of young people, you know, I mean, political scene, anything you want to, or you're staying away from that?
Yeah, well, one of my messages always is unity, because that is the only way it will work. Because when you watch, all right, a breadcrumb fall on the ground, right? One ants will come and he see the breadcrumb. Oh, he go on back and he tell his squad. See a whole set of ants come and then move that breadcrumb, you know? And I just watch back and just watch how these little people just move now. So if we, as a people, move like ants, you know what we could do? Unity. And then watch the birds and them, how they just operate. All of them flying, and, you know, together, everybody together. It's just mankind. You know, jealousy and envy and, you know, why? Why do we fight each other? Why do we kill each other? Why, you know? Because we are one people. You cut Tosca, you cut Malibama, same red blood coming out, you know?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. That the message politically, everybody all around the world, unity. Let's just unite. White, black, Chinese. And everything will be all right. You know?
Well, here's what I want you to do for me. I would like you to introduce one more time your song, Light Into the Darkness, and you can say hi and good morning to whoever is locked on, send your messages, you know.
Will do.
And tell them, well, yeah, rehearsal later because we'll have a big show coming up sometime.
Yeah.
I'm speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. That is important, the power of the...
That's a good question. Who would you like to open for if given the opportunity?
Wow. Grammys?
You'd like to open for the Grammys?
Wow.
No artist coming to mind. If Bob Marley was here, you would want to open for him? Be the first act in his show?
Well, if it is to be like that, yeah. It will be.
Well, he's not here, but understand what I'm saying. Are there any other artists you would like to open for?
Well, I love Shadi.
Oh, come. Now you're speaking my language.
Shadi. Wow. Hearts.
Listen. If there was a concert. I hear that Shadi. She's not doing tours that way, but I'm wondering if I put together a mission and I go and ask of myself. Listen.
Wow.
The world needs you. Would you open for her?
Yes, I will.
No, there we go. I see like a Tobago jazz kind of scenario to put Shadi in. Promoters, let's link up. I think that's the show. That's the mission. Yeah. Mr. Palmer, introduce your song one more time.
Yeah, well, Trinidad and Tobago and the world at large. This is my latest song entitled Light Up the Darkness. Check it out on Freedom 106.5 Tosca, fully charged. Yeah.
So we're bringing it to you one more time. Light Up the Darkness. Rate it. Tell me what you think. Should I play it as we close the show today? It's Magic Monday, TNT.
Steep the day. The darkness. If you got a heart for humanity, let's make it better for you and me. So much people are dying. And if you got some love for the children, let's come together and light up the darkness. Yeah. Every day is war and strife. Still judge our children, though I unite. Fed up, see the people die. Mankind right now need more love and light. Planet Earth has gone astray. People hardly going on their knees to pray. Everything is fading away. It seems mankind lost his way. Let's heal the world. Light up the darkness. If you got a heart for humanity, let's make it better for you and me. So much people are dying. And if you got some love for the children, let's come together and light up the darkness. Hey! Mankind's heart has gotten what's cold. Still them that know Jah is in control. Them a lose them soul to gain the world. Judgment day is drawing close. Every day things getting worse. We God's children could make it worse. Let's come together and break the curse. Let's heal the world. Light up the darkness. If you got a heart for humanity, let's make it better for you and me. So much people are dying. And if you got some love for the children, let's come together and light up the darkness.
I want to thank you once again for coming through. And you know where to be when the next track drops, right?
Will do.
All right, man.
Yes, I.
Thank you so much to TNT. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, more inside the human impact, let's dive into some of the stories that have been making an impact over the weekend into today. Because, you know, life's still trotting on, you know.
It's for real, for real.
We'll be right back.
Got a heart for humanity. Let's make it better for you and me. So much people are dying. And if you got some love for the children, let's come together and light up the darkness. Yeah.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.